working with the local church to take the hope of Christ to every student in the United States. This is First Priority. Now here are your hosts, Steve Chirico and Brad Skelling.
Welcome to the First Priority Podcast once again. I am so glad that you are listening in on it today. With me today again, Mark Robbins. Mark, how's it going today?
Good, Brad. Good. Doing well. Good to be on here discussing Epic.
Yes. It is week two of us rolling out the training. We've got three Epic guides that we're rolling out this year. Last week, you heard Epic Year and what all that Luke and the South Florida team wrote for us down there. This week, we're going to talk Epic Purpose. So we've got Joel Rowland with us on our training, and he just walks through that Epic Purpose guide. If you go to firstparty.club/epic and click on Epic Purpose, you should be able to follow along with this. There is also a training video on there. You can watch that and watch along with this conversation. But for the purpose of this podcast, we're just going to let you listen in.
Awesome. Yeah. Excited for folks to hear what's out there and how they can grab a hold of this stuff and start using it this school year.
Well, let's jump into this training and we can talk again a little bit more afterwards.
Perfect.
Joel, you want to pray for us and kick us off here? That'd be great.
Yeah, sounds great. God, thank you so much for who you are and for the way that you have just forgiven and redeemed each of us with your love and through what Jesus has done for us. And I just pray for everyone today as we're just going through this guide and the guides that everyone's going through the week, that you would just give everyone clarity as they prepare for the school year to come and how they can use the resources and material. And I pray that you would just fill us with your spirit and your love and be with us. We thank you for everybody today. And I pray for any needs or difficulties that people may be going through right now, that you would be with them in that as well. In your name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, I will go ahead and share my screen and begin the walkthrough. All right. Is everyone able to see that okay? All right. Great. All right, so I'll just start with, we'll just walk through from beginning all the way through the first cycle and some resources that go along with this. The idea is Epic Purpose is, and of course, we have Equip Week, Invite Week, Prepare Week, Connect Week. And you'll see here in the table of contents, it just gives you the overview of where everything's at. And there's page numbers to help you navigate how to get to different things. Especially, it could be helpful for you or for students to be able to see that love is page 4, truth is page 12. That's where the new cycle will begin. So that helps you be able to navigate, obviously. There's some resources in the back of the book that we'll go through as well that I think you may want to view together. Of course, when we look at what is Epic, Epic's a 4-week cycle that repeats every month. Each week has a specific focus that will help equip your team to lead a large or small group of peers in school. And so then we have the 4 different weeks. In this guide, the focus of each week, specifically Equip Week, is on being equipped to see the mission of Jesus and how you can be a leader that follows his example. Prepare Week, the focus is on being prepared to listen to the story of others and share your own personal faith story. Invite Week, the focus is on inviting students to experience the good news of Jesus, so to hear the gospel from a friend. Connect Week, the focus is on connecting students into a faith community, which would be the club, connecting them to Christ, and connecting them into a local church. When you look at just why Epic Purpose, the team that wrote this guide, the focus was really like students are looking for a purpose, especially coming out of COVID. And so Epic Purpose is all about Jesus' mission to bring love, hope, and good news to the world. And he's inviting us to be a part of that gospel mission as well. This is important. As you look at the layout of this guide, it will be the same as you walk through it each month. You'll have a topic that relates to purpose, and then there'll be these little icons that will help you navigate or help a student navigate what will happen. So you'll have the welcome section. In the welcome section, you'll have a QR code for game ideas. There'll be a teach section, discussion questions section, a challenge section, and then a resources section as well. So we'll scroll on down through here. As you plan to train your leaders, this is something that could be helpful for everyone. Sorry. The logistics, of course, depending on how you're launching your club, you'll need a student leader team, a teacher sponsor, a coach, a place to meet, a day and time, and then you'll need the resource. So that's an easy way to give students a checklist of what they need to start their club. As far as the student leader team, here's just something to help them plan out their meetings, to prepare for advertising the meetings, making sure the room is ready, that kind of thing. That's kind of just a little checklist for them. And then in the back, there is also a planning guide for them that has these different student leader roles. Now, you can develop the roles as you need to, but the basis is you need someone behind the scenes that can plan for food and resources, that kind of thing. You need someone to welcome, to teach the lesson, and to follow up. So that's an easy little checklist for them. Looks like there's one little edit that needs to be made in the guide there. All right, and then so we'll walk through the first cycle. So the first cycle is Epic Love. Let me scroll this out where you can see it a little bit better. There we go. So this is the first month of the cycle and of the topic. So the topic is love, so an epic purpose of love. As you scroll down, you'll see this is Equip Week. And so in Equip Week, first of all, you have your welcome section. In that welcome section, you have a QR code. You can scan this QR code and it will go to the firstpriority.club website that will have ideas for students to lead games, videos, things like that. So that takes you to that page. That will be in every week of the cycle. And then you scroll down, you see there's the teach section. So today is Equip Week where we're teaching and having conversations about the way Jesus embodied love. So it'll go through and of course it'll have a devotion section on how Jesus, basically how Jesus lived this out. So how he lived out the concept of love, Bible verses to go along with that, and then some main reasons that Jesus loved people. So then there's a big idea here. If you can see that I clicked on. Our purpose is to be the good news by the way that we love. So then as you look on down in this section, if you would like to get students into smaller groups to have discussion time, or you could just say, hey, here's the questions and everybody can discuss these questions. But there's discussion questions that go along with the teaching time. As you can see right here, there's those questions. And then there's a challenge. So think of someone in your life that needs to know how much they are loved. This could be someone close to you or someone you don't know very well going through a difficult time. Maybe someone you consider an enemy. How could you show them God's love by the way you love and treat them? So there's always a challenge to help them go and live on mission from there. So this is the Equip Week. So in Equip Week, of course, it's helping them go and live as a missionary and have a tool to understand the gospel. So in that challenge section for every Equip Week, there will be a QR code and it will go to the Bible Project because we have a relationship with the Bible Project. And so that QR code, as you scan that, it'll be a video about love. So this one specifically is about God's love that students can watch. It could be played on the screen in the room as a whole. It could be something that they do individually. It could be something they do in groups, but it's just, that is the tool. If you remember I'm sure in other guides that we have this year, but also if you look back and remember, we've always had some kind of tool that a student could use. This is a QR code with a video that they can use. Then we go to next will be Prepare Week. And as you look at Prepare Week, it has the exact same layout. You have your welcome section with a QR code for games. You have your teach part. So in this one, of course, Prepare Week is about sharing your story with others and listening to other stories. So Jesus valued people's stories. He helped everyone know the truth about their identity. They're welcome, loved, and accepted through Jesus. So here's some story questions. This could be done in a few different ways. One is you could have a student that stood up and shared their personal faith story. And then you had these questions that had been sent to them ahead of time, or maybe someone interviewed them and a student could answer these questions in front of the whole group as a whole. Or this could be something that everybody got in groups of 3 to 5, and they ask these questions to one another. So these are just story questions that they go through. Again, there's a challenge. There's always a challenge in each week. But on Prepare Week, there will always be a section that you can scan this QR code for an app called the MySharePal. And if you remember at the fall conference 2 years ago, Dustin Dahl and Jason Dahl shared about the MySharePal app. Basically, it's an easy way for students to download an app and have questions that they can ask their friends about listening to their spiritual beliefs. What do they think about heaven? What do they think about God? And it walks them through to where they can respond to the gospel. So it's, again, that's a Prepare Week tool that they have available. That's always in Prepare Week. As we scroll on down, there is Invite Week. So again, the layout is exactly the same. There's welcome with QR code for games. There's a teaching section. And of course, in this week, students have invited their friends to come and hear the good news of Jesus. So with this, there's always something about the topic of love and your purpose of, about your purpose. And then this topic specifically is love. So in looking at that, we've been talking about this all month. Here's some things that go along with it. But this question was asked several times. What is the specific way that students could share the gospel on this week? Is that the four? How is that laid out? It always has this right here. So it always has within it, the gospel is a public royal announcement about Jesus, who lived, died, and was raised to life to be the king that we so desperately need. All who believe in him receive forgiveness, new life, and hope for the future. Jesus is making all things new, setting right what is wrong, and bringing good news to everyone who receives it. You are invited to believe this good news and follow Jesus. So there's always a concept of where the gospel is shared, and people are invited into that. Again, like all of the others, there's a section here for discussion questions if they want to get in groups and have that time. And then the challenge for each of the invite weeks is there is a QR code that this is from the Bible Project, and it shares the story of the good news of Jesus. So it's the story of the gospel. And again, just another tool that if a student wanted to say, hey, I've got this video that helps you articulate the gospel, they could do that or play that on a screen in the front. Next is Connect Week. Again, the same layout, welcome with QR code for games and videos. And then you have a teach section. Of course, this one is about getting students connected. So the whole idea is they get connected into the club, to Christ, and to a local church. So there's a devotion around that. There's something here where anyone can have the opportunity to share about an upcoming event that may be happening in their youth group. So an easy way for students to advertise their youth group and what's going on. The discussion questions for this one specifically, they're all the same. So they're always, how can we help you get more connected to Christ? How can we help you get more connected to the FP club? And how can we help you get more connected to a youth group? So staying true to what Connect Week is and how students can get connected. With this one, the tool that will always be in Connect Week is a QR code that goes to the YouVersion Bible app follow-up plan, that if there's anyone that wants to take their next step of following Jesus, or they already have, they can walk through this plan. I think it's a 13-day plan that goes through the story of Jesus and the story of the local church community. So that is a full cycle, and each month is that exact same concept. So if you go to the following month, it will be the topic is truth. So while we have a purpose of truth, and as you walk through, it's the exact same layout, it's the exact same concept, it's the same tools. And so the repetition that they have those tools to use every single time. Let me go ahead and scroll down to the resources in the back of the guide that I think could be helpful. All right, so in the back of the guide, you have your planning guide. So this is just an easy guide. It's an easy sheet that you could print out, students could print out to use just to say who's gonna do behind the scenes, who's doing welcoming game, who's teaching, and who's following up. So based on what your week is, what do you need? The next is connection cards. So that's an easy printout as well. And again, it has the basics on it. This is a follow-up sheet. These have been in all of the guides in the past as well. Just as students go through their connection cards, did anyone begin a relationship with Jesus, have questions about following Jesus, would like to connect with a youth group, and then follow-up date and notes. So how are you following up with them? This is also available too, just like the Epic Year has the four as the gospel tool. This one has what is called the gospel story, and this was used last year from the Hope Guide. We took it directly out of there. And so as you look at this, this is all about how the gospel tells a story. And the story is that scripture tells us who Jesus is and what he has done. Our true identity begins with knowing that God created us. Our lives are broken by sin. Real love is Jesus giving his life for ours, and you are invited into God's story. So using the story acronym to tell the story of the gospel. If students need an additional thing to where they could use this on Invite Week to share the gospel, this is just a resource they could print out or turn to in their book to be able to share the gospel in this way. This is the story keyword. This is what we've used in the past for students to share their faith story. Of course, there's the story questions that they can use each week, but a lot of people have used this over the years, and we thought it would be good to keep this in there. It basically goes through, start with a keyword that describes your life before Jesus. What's the background? Share how Jesus entered your story and how has God impacted your life. So again, that's a sheet that could easily be used if you have students that want to stand up in front of the group as a whole and share their faith story, that is a sheet that you could give them. This is a story interview. This is something that has been used out there as well that we pulled in. This is if you wanted to interview a student about their faith story, that you could do that. This is even designed if there was a student who is not a follower of Jesus, but they wanted to share their story. You could still ask these questions to them and interview them. And it has this key element here in point number 6. Has faith or spirituality been a part of your story? Would you like to share more about why or why not? And just the concept there is that we always want have students sharing their faith story, but sometimes a student wants to share and maybe their story is they've not begun following Jesus yet. And it gives them the opportunity to say that out loud. Like for me right now, faith is not a part of my story or whatever. And that is the end. That's all of the resources in the back of the guide. And I will pause for questions at this point.
Hey, I have a question about, I'm trying to get back. So
sure.
The P, purpose.
Okay.
You said that there was a video or something that week, and then I was looking on there and I didn't see it. And maybe I missed that.
Sure, on Prepare Week.
It was on Prepare Week, sorry, yeah.
Okay, sure. Yes. So on Prepare Week, there is an app is what the tool is. So that app is the MySharePal app that Dustin and Jason Dahl spoke about at the fall conference 2 years ago. It's right here when you scan the QR code. And basically that app has questions that students can ask their friends about. What's your spiritual beliefs? What do you think about heaven, hell, God, Jesus? And it leads them through asking those questions and if a student wanted to respond to the gospel. So
no, I remember that. Cool. I remember that part. Okay. And I remember that presentation. I may have just heard something you didn't say when you were talking about it. I thought you said that week there was also like a video to share, but other than the My Share.
Okay. I'll give an overview of the tools again, because it was probably a different week. So Equip Week, there's a Bible project video that has to do with the topic. Prepare Week, there is the app. Invite Week, there's a Bible project video on the story of the gospel of Jesus. And on Connect Week, the tool is a QR code that goes to the YouVersion Bible app follow-up plan.
Okay. I will take a closer look at it. It's all under the tool week. All right, got it. Or the tool portion of each week. Yep. Thank you. Cool.
Sure thing.
And where do we print these sheets off and things from? Dropbox? Is that what?
Yes. I'm glad you asked. I will share my screen. Yeah, so there are two things here. I'll just go ahead and share the screen. So the first one is when you go to firstparty.club/epic, you'll see all three guides here. So you just click on Epic Purpose, and that's going to take you right to a page where it has these guides on them. And so we've made them, you know, historically we go month one, month two, month three, month four, but we didn't put an order to that on the webpage. It's the same order that Joel has in the PDF, but each month you can go in and just download that month. And then obviously you have that on your screen. You can go in and download those things. They're getting in my way right now, or yeah. All of your faces are getting in my way, both on the top and on the bottom. but you can go in and download that so that people have that on their computer and it's not something you need an internet connection for. And you'll notice on the top of here as well, when Joel references the follow-up guide, I believe this is the same follow-up guide that is on YouVersion. You can click on this and print that as well. So if your students don't want to go to the YouVersion Bible app or whatever, if you just want to have a paper copy in here for your teacher sponsors or whatever the case might be, it is right here on, this is firstpriority.club/epic purpose. Now I'm very specifically in that one. So once this training video is done and edited, this video will be right here as well. So your people will be able to see this video and watch it. So if you want to just say, hey, here's a 40-minute training video, you'll be able to walk them through that as well. And all of this is also in Dropbox. So if I go back over here to my City Staff Dropbox folder, you'll see City Staff Dropbox, Club Information, Epic Resources, Epic Purpose, and then it is all in right here. So the follow-up guide, the overview, and then each month is right in here. And we do have that month one, month two, month three. So you'd have to go in and look which one is love, which one is truth, which one is self-worth. But it is, again, it's the same order that Joel had. You can print off individual planning guides. It's got the What is Epic page here separately. So the gospel story, all of these things, the follow-up sheet are separated in Dropbox for you. So you don't have to go and work with the PDFs and do all that. Christina's done all that legwork for you on Dropbox. And then once we get back to, I'm going to go to my phone here a moment. I always feel so cool as a 46-year-old man, you know, doing stuff like this. But I did click one of the QR codes, and you will notice right here that on the Bible Project, you can download these. You do need to have a username and password. You do have to log into the Bible Project in order to download them. But again, if your school has either Wi-Fi problems, the internet firewall blocks stuff like this, whatever the case might be, you can walk in with an iPad or a computer, you know, and tie into something that can show this. You can download that video and have that as well. I'm going to go over here to the First Priority of America app. You see that right there in the center. I've already started on a few places to put the Epic guide. So if you click on the bottom right hand corner on more, for those of you who may not have been in the app before, you can choose your campus. And for the sake of this demonstration here right now, I'm going to choose North Alabama because I know that I have the Epic guide written in there. And this was from yesterday, so it is the wrong one for today. But if you tell me that you want to have Epic Purpose for your guide, you can click on Epic guide and it's going to take you right to firstpriority.club/epic purpose. And again, you see that happening here in a web page. And again, this is the wrong one, so just bear with me on that part of it. If you tell me Epic Purpose, it's going to go to Epic Purpose, at which point you can go in and again just download that and save it. Like in my phone, I can save it to Acrobat, GoodNotes, and Dropbox. You can see that on the bottom here. Whatever your phone has for apps, you will be able to grab that Epic Purpose guide and download it to your phone. So if there are internet issues, once you get into school, you'll have that as a PDF. I wanna go over here just for a different illustration to South Florida. Because South Florida, when I go into their Epic guide, they have two things there. So you can not only click into the Epic guide and have that there, but we can also do club training. And theirs isn't set up perfectly yet, but notice we did not leave the app and it has their events page of their website. So once you have your events for club launch, club trainings, even youth network meetings, a lot of people are doing that now. They'll put their youth network meetings right on here. You can have events right on the right on your section of the app. So Christy, you're top of the screen here for me right now, FP Wake County. I go to that, you know, I go to that chapter in here, and you have, you know, we can change this Epic guide. It can say club resources. It can say youth network meetings. We can add things to this however you would like it customized to be. And so as you decide those things, just let me know what you decide you want to have, and we can add that to the app in your section of it. It's very customizable. It's very flexible. But those are the three places to get that information: the website, Dropbox, and the First Party of America app. Make sense?
Yes, thank you. Thanks, Joel.
Did that answer that question?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Joel.
Welcome.
Any other questions for us today? It's a pretty straightforward Epic purpose guide. I'm really excited about it. I would say one thing that you need to pay special attention on with this guide, and this is not from experience yet, because we haven't actually used Epic Purpose Guide in a club, but this is a very relational guide. Like, there's a lot of questions in there, and to teach your students how to create conversation rather than, as opposed to maybe preaching, there's preaching in there, there's speaking involved in this, but especially for your younger students or people who maybe want to read, you know, it's only going to take 45 seconds to read that content. It's a very small amount of content, right? But to create conversation, and the thing I would encourage you with that is just to be self-aware. I know for me, I get nervous when I'm up front, and I become less aware of my audience, who I'm talking to. But to encourage them to say, hey, if it's quiet for a minute, that might not be a bad thing, you know, or assess afterwards, hey, we don't have enough relationship yet in order to ask these questions. We need to build trust in this group. So let's take a little bit more time this next week, and let's do a little bit more of a crowd breaker. You know, you as a coach, help them walk through that, because this guide is designed to create conversation and to allow an open an honest conversation, right? You get these, start answering these questions, and one kid starts answering honestly, and it's not a religious preachy answer necessarily, and you get three or four of them who just shut them down, that'll take a while to build that back up again. So to coach your students, just to build trust, to allow room for people to speak and to answer, it's a great place just to allow God to settle into people's lives that way, through those conversations, through those relationships. So,
yeah, it's good.
Anything else? That seems too easy. Short and sweet and to the point. That's what I like. Well, I'm sure everyone will have more questions as you dig in, and especially as you have your first trainings. But yeah, definitely let us know when you have those and you're scheduling them, so we can be praying for you. And yeah, so we can be promoting them right along with you. So
I asked this question yesterday also. What, like, Joel, would you use this with high school and middle school? Is this one you'd lean more towards with one age group?
Yeah, I think this one's really easy to use for high school and middle school both. Yeah, I wouldn't say I would lean one way or the other with this one. It's pretty simple as far as there's the devotion and the Bible verses and some questions. It seems like this one is really friendly for either. Definitely, okay. I would say this one seems the most middle school friendly to me, for sure. Would you agree, Brad?
I was actually leaning the opposite way after yesterday and today, and just thinking about the depth of conversation that could happen, because you know, the Epic year is a lot more of a script. There's a lot more content there for a middle school kid to read. You know, they kind of did say that yesterday, maybe a little bit in defense of, you know, me saying the opposite before. And so I'm maybe flip-flopping a little too much as well, but you know, that there is a script with the Epic year that would take more time. They're not just going to read it and be done in, you know, 3 minutes, where this one is a little bit more, you have to have questions and you have to have really good answers and have that thing where, I don't know. I mean, you got to know your groups a little bit.
That is a really good point. That's a great point, that a high school leader could take this and make it their own and get into some really good questions where, yeah, maybe it might be harder for a middle schooler to be able to know what to do when it comes to some of that. That is a good point.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody speak their piece.
So, Brad, is this a different app for, like, I've got the Hope Guides on my phone yet. And is there, we're going to come up on the same app we've had?
It will. Yeah, we will redirect those to the Epic. So once you tell me which guide you want to use this year, I will redirect that from the app.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, most of them still go to Hope because, yeah, we haven't begun to make those changes for everybody yet. But I had several people yesterday tell me they were going to for sure do Epic Year, so I'm going to begin changing those in the next week. So
in regard to what Sandy was talking about, we won't be able to use Hope in one setting and Epic in another. It'll be one or the other, which makes sense, really, because you'd be more accustomed to one or the other. Is that?
Yeah. Well, we were trying to... We're trying to alleviate confusion and encourage people to just use one, because all of a sudden a student or a teacher is clicking on the wrong one and that might confuse them. Hey, this doesn't look at all like what we were doing yet last week. What's this Epic purpose thing, you know? Mm-hmm. So we're trying to stay away from that and keep it simple. So I would still encourage you to try to just pick one and have that be your main primary deal for the year. Well, let me pray for us. And we will continue on with our day. Sound good? Sounds good. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for your Holy Spirit guiding us. I pray for these directors and coordinators and club leaders as we are preparing for this school year, the open door that we have, the equal access these students have to get up and talk about Jesus with their friends. Lord, may these tools be just that, a tool that they use to share your love for them and the forgiveness they have in Jesus, Lord, and may revival break out in the lives of teenagers. May light shine in a dark world. If there's darkness in school, Lord, we just pray against that, and may you be glorified in all that we do. And we just pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you everybody.
Thank you guys for doing that.
Well, Mark, one of the things I like the most about Epic Purpose is just the highly relational content that it is. I mean, it's not, there's obviously the gospel and students sharing their stories and a lot of things in this guide, but it's also a lot of really good questions and just asking students, hey, where are you at? What do you believe? What do you think about Jesus? And just getting into real authentic conversations. And I'm excited to see what God does with it this year.
Yeah, Brad, I'm excited about it as well. I think I like the fact that it's very interactive and engaging, and we'll get the students, you know, thinking and being challenged and discussing and, you know, getting questions in their mind and trying to get answers to those. So I think it's going to be a really cool school year. Excited to see how that impacts the lives of students.
Well, to all our listeners out there, thank you for listening once again this week. Give it a share. Send it over to somebody who is passionate about students and evangelism. Send it over to your church leaders and the youth sponsors, youth volunteers in your church. It's just a way to help empower students to lead in their school. And this is one of the three tools we're offering this year to help students reach students in their school. So again, thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing this podcast with everyone. And we hope you all have a great week. Mark, thanks for being a part of it again.
Hey, Brad. You're welcome. I appreciate it. Thank you.